Memorial. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching. Welcome to today's edition. I'm partway through my prayer walk this morning on a bright, sunny Monday morning here in Croxley Green, walking through some woods. I've just come across something I've never seen here before. Now, if you look at the show notes, you'll see the photograph. Let me describe it to you. Off to the side of the path, not on the main path, but further back into the woods, I caught sight of a glimpse of colour, and I looked, and there was a bunch of roses, which I'm looking at right now, in wrapped up, like as a gift, and placed in a bag with some, I think, some water in it to sustain them for a while, placed against a tree. Back in the woods. A mystery memorial. I've walked up to them. I'm standing there now and having a look, and I can see no label. There's nothing saying in memory of so-and-so or in gratitude for such-and-such. It doesn't look like an abandoned bunch of roses. It looks like they've been placed here because of the water in the bag underneath. And I don't know how long they've been here. They're not fresh. They might have been here perhaps a week or so. But somebody has walked out from the village, or somewhere nearby, through the woods, through the mud. It's quite muddy and cold out here. And not just to the path, but off the path and into the woods, and placed these roses against this tree. And it's a mystery. And I'm standing here wondering what possessed them to do that. What motivated them? Why here? Why these woods? Why this tree? Why those roses? What is it a memorial of? I assume it must be. Or who is it a memorial of? Perhaps a lost family member or friend, or perhaps a special memory of a special event here in these woods, or perhaps even by this tree I'm standing next to. A mystery memorial. What I'm seeing here is making me think about how we memorialize significant things in our spiritual lives, significant events, spiritual lessons we have learned, spiritual lessons God has taught us, special things that God has shown us. In the Old Testament, we'd often see characters like Abraham set up stones, some kind of recognition of the special nature of what God had done somewhere. In the New Testament, we have the Lord's Supper preeminent as some kind of memorial. We're to do this in remembrance of Jesus. But what about other things in our lives? Special lessons God has taught us. What might we do to memorialize those? Often we take photographs these days of special events like someone being baptized, being restored, getting married, having their child, special things like that, life events. But what about when you feel God showed you something very significant about humility, about courage, spiritual qualities like self-discipline, or deepening what it really means to love people unconditionally? Was there a relationship? Was there a difficult situation at work that when you look back on it now, you realize God taught me that? Often in my life, what happens is I'll teach a lesson about it because it's got something God taught to me. And I like doing that, but I also like hearing from people who say, I never realized what it really meant to love people unconditionally until now. And they share about how God taught them that. And those things can be tremendously helpful. But what do we do to memorialize them? Do you journal? What do you do? I'd like to know. I need to think more about this myself. For surely God has taught me many things. and continues to do so, it might be good to memorialize that. I'm going to think about the things might be good for me to memorialize, but I'd like to know what you think. What things would be good to remember and to memorialize in some way? Perhaps something you'll put on your desk, something you'll hang on your wall, something to put in your wallet or your purse, something to tattoo onto your... Well, no, maybe not go that far. Well, I enjoyed seeing that this morning, that mystery memorial in the woods. I really wonder who put it there and why. Probably I will never know. I'll revisit the spot next time. I don't come all to pray this direction very often, but next time I come this way, I'll check it out again and see what else is there. Perhaps I'll be able to reveal the mystery at some point in the future. In the meantime, let me think about what I might want to memorialize. And let me know what you might memorialize and how you might do that, or perhaps you've already done so. So please leave a comment. Leave a comment anyway you hear this recording, and leave it publicly if you don't mind, because then we can learn from each other. And we do learn best when we're learning in community. If you know anybody who might like this recording or the series of recordings, do pass the link on. And if you could leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Wherever you get your podcasts, that would be really helpful. Not so much to stroke my ego, but to raise the profile of the podcast so that others may find them more easily. Well, I do hope that you have many events in your life that cause you to want to memorialize what God has done. And I hope that today is one of the days when you can recognize God's movement in your life, doing significant things to teach you about Him, His heart and His character, and draw you close to His heart. Until the next time, take care and God bless.